Morning. Is it working? Okay. All right. So it's nice to see you all. So I would like to start with prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for all you do for us. And please be with me and help me to say what you would want me to say and not be nervous. And just please bless this time. Please bless everybody here. And please help the message to speak to somebody and bless somebody. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. So I was reading through Luke in my preparation for going to Ghana, because that's one of the things I have to do. So I read through the whole book. And I would like to start in Luke. Let's go to Luke chapter 5. Start in verse 4 here. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, "Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets in for a draught." And Simon answering said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." So I was encouraged when I read that. I was like, wow, he didn't really want to do that, but he still did. And God blessed him for that. So yeah, I sort of, in a way, I'm going to be basing the message off that. So let's turn to verses 7 through 11, I believe. Or no, not there. Yeah, 7 through 11. Okay. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, and they should, that were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. Then Simon Peter saw it. He fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John and the sons of Zebedee, which were partners of Simon. With Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And yeah, I really like that. I like that they forsook all to follow Jesus, and it's really encouraging. I want that kind of faith in my life. Let's hear what Jesus has to say in Luke chapter 6, starting in verse 27 to verse 36. But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto them that him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, What thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners, to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father is also merciful. This probably is one of the hardest things for me, because it involves humbling self, and loving someone who hates you means you have to lower yourself. You have to, in a way, raise them up, sort of, so you're not looking down on them. You're looking at them the way Jesus would look at them. And yeah, it's hard for me, and yeah, you don't want to make that a stumbling block in your life. You want to be able to forgive. And I tend to lift myself up every time somebody does me something wrong. I just make myself look good. I just don't do this. And reading this made me want to work on this, so I thought I would share that. I would like to encourage you all the same. Let's read more here. Let's start verse 37. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given you unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either, how canst thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. I think it's clear here that God wants us to work on ourselves and not on others. I don't think that means giving instructions when someone needs it is bad. I think that's more check your heart before you check others' hearts. And yeah, because God searches the heart, so I think we should check our own. And yeah. Let's keep reading here. Verse 43, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is hewn or is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew unto you whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. What foundation do we want to have? And I want to have a good foundation for my life. So I think we should listen to what Jesus says. And when we read the Bible, do what he says. And yeah, it's just really encouraging to me and very convicting to me. yeah, let's go to Luke 8. Verses 11 through 18. Jesus is explaining the parable of the sower to the disciples. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which then they hear, or when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which are in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he lighteth a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter may see the light. Take ye therefore now, or how ye hear, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. So I was reading this and it's like, I don't want any of us to be in the category of 14, where it says, they heard, they go forth, and they're choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and then bring no fruit to perfection. And like, that convicted me. When I was reading this, I was like, wow, that's something to watch out for. And I was like, we want to be in category 15, where we're in an honest and good heart, hear the word, and keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Let's go to Luke 9 here. Verses 23 to 26, I believe. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. Now let's go to Luke 12. Verses 8 through 10. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. Jesus makes it pretty clear that we should not be afraid to speak for him. I want to be bold with my faith and do what God wants in my life. Verse 16 here. Yeah, 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall all these things be? Those things be, which thou hast provided. So is he that layeth up treasures for himself, and is not rich toward God. Now let's go down to 29 and 31 through 31. And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. We see that faith is important. Very important. I don't know why it's easy for us to doubt. We see that something that we can't control is about to happen, and we're like, it's like we forget God and how powerful he is. And turns out all we have to do is seek the kingdom of God. And it says, as it says here in verse 31, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And verse 32, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of God. God is so good to us. And I think that we should try to focus on what he has done for us and thank him for that, rather than worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. I think asking him should be shouldn't be like something we worry about. We ask him and believe. So if we believe, we don't worry. So yeah, I was encouraged by that. And I was thinking, yeah, on the note of giving thanks and believing, and I was thinking about that, and I was like, oh, we should go to Psalms. So I'm going to read Psalms 100. A lot of Psalms have a lot of praise and thankfulness, and I thought we would go to a couple of those. I was reading this the other day, and I was really encouraged, so I was hoping it would encourage some of you. Okay, so Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is, he is God. It is he that maketh, or that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That's a really nice chapter. Now let's go to chapter 103. I'm just going to read 5 verses here. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. That's really... Let's go to 105 here. I'm just going to read 5 again. Starting in verse 1. O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. I love God. Just thought I'd say that. That was not in my notes, but he's just so good to us, since I like to make known his wonderful works. So let's go. Let's go back to Luke 12. Let me get there. Back to verses 47 and 47 and 48. And that servant which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever which much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. So I read that and I was like, that's a big deal. We've been giving so much. What are we doing with what we've been given? Really convicting to me. And I want to do more for God. Now let's turn to the Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles 7. I gotta get there. Second Chronicles verse 14. Chapter 7, verse 14, sorry. Okay. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. I believe that this can apply to our world. It doesn't say, if the world comes to me. It says if my people come to me and humble themselves, seek my face. then will he heal our land. And I was encouraged by that too. And this is, so I would like to, it's not a very long message, but I would like to encourage all of us to humble ourselves, seek God first, and yeah, trust that he has the future in his hand. And yeah, that's all I got, so thanks.